The next patient is Charles Logston. The last name is L-O-G-S-T-O-N. First name Charles, C-H-A-R-L-E-S. Clinical case of a 66-year-old white male that has been followed in this clinic because of a decrease in the kidney function. Period. The factors that we were considering cardiomyopathy, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, administration of MULTAC, MULTAQ, that has been stopped. This time, the patient comes with a serum creatinine that is reported at 1.2 and an estimated GFR that is 61 mLs per minute with a glucose that is 129. The albumin is 4. The patient has been recovering kidney function ever since he changed the quality of the food. That has made the difference. The body weight remains the same. That has been around 304 pounds. The patient was explained about the need to change the eating habits, decrease the caloric intake by increasing more frequently a small amount of food, at least 5 times during the day. It is imperative, specifically in this case, that the patient loses weight because he has according to the nuclear diuretic rhinogram, a left kidney that has a in the differential function 63%, and after the injection of Lasix at 10 minutes, the excretion increases. The possibility of obstruction was entertained at that time. In the right kidney, provides 37% of the kidney function. The discrepancy in the function of the kidney and the prostatism is significant, and for that reason the recommendation of AGU evaluation was made to the primary care physician. Number two, the patient has elevation of the uric acid to 11.5 milligrams per cent, which is significant, and knowing the morbidity associated to it, we are going to start the patient on allopurinol 300 milligrams on a daily basis. Period. The patient has a documented abdominal aortic aneurysm that has to be followed. A recommendation to refer the patient to the vascular surgeon for endovascular repair was done to the primary care period. The patient has a history of diabetes mellitus, the latest hemoglobin A1C. Excuse me. The patient has history of diabetes mellitus that has been under control. There is no evidence of a macroproteinuria. We are going to order a new hemoglobin A1C prior to the next appointment. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control, 135 over 79. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is treated with the administration of statins as well as fenofibrate and fish oil. Following number, morbid obesity that we have discussed before. Paragraph. We invested 10 minutes evaluating the laboratory workup, 20 minutes in the face-to-face conversation, and 8 minutes in the documentation.